Good evening. I'm Matt Martin, station manager here at KALW. Fresh Air, usually heard at this time, will be back on Monday. But tonight, I invite you to stay tuned for the manager's report to the listeners. It is a long-standing tradition at KALW for the general manager to come on the air every few months to give an update on developments at the station and to invite listeners to call and email with comments and questions. This will be my final manager's report. Next week, I'll be stepping down and making way for the station's new GM, Tina Pamatuan. I am excited to see where Tina will lead the station, and over the next few weeks, I'll be helping her acclimate to her new role and pitching in for our September membership campaign. But before I join the proud ranks of KALW volunteers, I have many people to thank, and I want to hear from you.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. New Mexico State Police say at least four people have been killed. Many more were seriously injured after a trailer collided head-on with a Greyhound bus on Interstate 40. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports investigators believe a tire blowout may have caused the accident.
The bus was traveling west toward Arizona from Albuquerque on I-40 when a semi-truck lost control and crossed over the median. Video footage of the aftermath is horrific. The entire front end of the bus is torn off, and the semi-trailer overturned with debris spilled out all over the freeway and median. You can see first responders racing to try and get into the bus to reach victims.
NPR's Kirk Sigler. Greyhound says 49 people were on board the bus. Some of his longtime friends and colleagues and even occasional foes on the Senate floor eulogized Senator John McCain today at a memorial service in his home state of Arizona. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who often opposed his late friend on matters of governing, spoke forcefully that politics was not what was most important about John McCain, but rather it was the underlying values that mattered. Biden said McCain could, quote, not stand the abuse of power whenever he saw it, in whatever form, in whatever country. McCain's body then made its final journey back to Washington. The late senator will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol tomorrow. The Justice Department is getting involved in a lawsuit against Harvard University. The suit was filed by Students for Fair Admissions, a group that represents Asian Americans who say Harvard discriminated against them in its admissions process. Member station WBUR in Boston, Fred Tice reports.
The Justice Department argues that Harvard engages in racial balancing when it admits students. The Supreme Court allows colleges to consider race in admissions, but does not allow quotas. Nicole Ochi, an attorney with Asian Americans Advancing Justice, which sides with Harvard, says the Justice Department's arguments show it has no interest in preventing discrimination against Asian Americans.
If the Department of Justice was really interested in ferreting out whether Asian Americans were being discriminated against vis-a-vis white applicants, then it would have focused on that in its brief.
The Justice Department did not respond to a request for comment. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice in Boston.
Canada's chief trade negotiator, Chrystia Freeland, says she's encouraged by discussions to overhaul the North American Free Trade Agreement. The announcement coming on the heels of news earlier this week, the U.S. and trade partner Mexico have tentatively agreed on a revamp pact that at least initially excludes Canada.
What has really paved the way for what Canada believes will be a good week is the fact that Mexico has made some significant concessions, particularly in the area of labor and of rules of origin on cars.
President Trump made reworking NAFTA a major campaign issue. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 137 points. This is NPR. Soup maker Campbell's says it intends to reorganize its North American operations, focusing on its core snack and soup business and selling off its international businesses as part of an effort to pay down debt. The planned sales by the Camden, New Jersey-based company will leave Campbell's with its soup and snack brands, including Goldfish, Pepperidge Farm, and Snyder's of Hanover. Separately, Campbell's Soup says it posted net income of 31 cents a share for its latest quarter, beating analyst estimates. People are mourning the death of choreographer Paul Taylor, an icon in the modern dance world. He died Wednesday at the age of 88 of renal failure. Jeff London has this remembrance.
The Pittsburgh-born Taylor had intended to be a painter, but while he was attending Syracuse University, he discovered dance. He subsequently studied with modern dance pioneers Martha Graham, Jose Limon, and ballet master Anthony Tudor. Taylor joined Graham's company in the 1950s, but soon started choreographing himself and created his own company in 1962. His dances were sometimes lyrical, sometimes violent, sometimes witty, and sometimes pedestrian. literally. His 1975 masterpiece Esplanade used walking, running, and sliding to joyous effect. Taylor received a Kennedy Center honor, a MacArthur Genius Grant, and numerous other awards. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the opening of the first grizzly bear hunting season in the Rocky Mountains in more than 40 years. The U.S. District Court judge's order coming just 2 days for Idaho and Wyoming prepared to open the grizzly bear hunting season, the first in the lower 48 since 1974. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Walton Family Foundation, where opportunity takes root. More information is available at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Good evening. I'm Matt Martin, general manager here at KALW. Fresh Air will be back at its usual time on Monday. But in this hour, I invite you to stay with me for the manager's report to the listeners. It's going to be a bit of an unusual one, as it is my last manager's report as GM of KALW. And I'm going to be spending the hour acknowledging just some of the many people who have made KALW a very special place for me in 12 years as manager, and before that, 5 years as a producer. And these are people who have helped this station really grow tremendously in the time that I have been here and worked here. And I will start by saying I certainly will miss a lot of people who I have gotten to work with here at KALW, and that goes from volunteers who come in to work at our membership campaigns to people I see every day in our front office. And in this hour, I also want to hear from you. The Manager's Report is a time for you to express what you value about what you hear on KALW, what we can better, where we can grow. And with a transition in leadership, it is a great opportunity for you to express how do you see the station having grown, what you value in it, and what could be done better, as well as where we should go next. I know that Tina Pamatuan, who's going to be taking over next week as the station's general manager, will be listening. So if you want to get a word in, this is a great time to do it. The lines are open at 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. You can also email me at matt@kalw.org. That's matt@kalw.org. First, I want to answer the question I'm understandably hearing from many, many people, which is about my plans coming up. And I will say I do not have an immediate plan for the next step in my career. Having spent the great majority of my professional life at this station, and also having not taken a lot of vacation in the last couple of years, I think it makes sense for me to step back, take a little time to assess where I am at as a person, what I'm good at, what I'm not good at, and what I want to be passionate about in the next stage of my work. But before I get to that reflection, I'm going to be helping KALW on a volunteer basis in September. I will be here next Tuesday when our new GM, Tina Pamatuan, has her first day on the job, helping her get her feet under her. I know that this is a big undertaking. When I took over the position 12 years ago, I had a heck of a lot to learn. So I know the kind of growth and taking over a position like this involves. But I will say KALW is a much more complex and exciting place to be than when I first stepped in here. So the job of general manager, it really has a much broader scope than it did when I started. So I'm going to do my best to help Tina get off on a good foot. And I will also be taking an active role in our upcoming membership campaign, which starts on Tuesday, September 11th. And if you would like to join me and help out the campaign by answering phones or volunteering in other ways, please email kalw@kalw.org. You can also call our membership line. That's 415-841-4121, extension 1. 415-841-4121, extension 1. The phone room during the membership campaigns is one of the best times and places around KALW, and definitely I will be thanking some of the folks who have been regulars there who I've gotten to know over my years here. And I think it's a real invitation if you want to get to know more about the station and about the other people who listen. that's a great opportunity to do it. So I say I'm going to be thanking a lot of people in this hour, but I do have to start with the proviso that there is no way, even if I would talk for the whole hour, that I could acknowledge all the people who have shaped my time here and whose contribution to this special station I have gotten to experience and enjoy firsthand. The nature of this place, at least in my time here, is that you're just constantly in contact with smart people, funny people, people who like care about things but are also kind of chill about it and understand, you know, not too self-important, and but who really care about the world and the people near them. And so it's been a real honor to be part of not just, you know, not just having a job, not just being part of a staff, but this it truly is a community around the station. And I want to start just by acknowledging some people who, when I first walked into the station, were really defining it at that time. Nicole Sawaya, who was the general manager when I came to KALW in November of 2001, who was a mentor to me and subsequently a friend, someone who recommended that I apply to be the next general manager of the station. And for those who didn't know Nicole when she was here, I can just say that she just came in wanting to raise the expectations for KALW, saying this is a station that has untapped potential. And she really established a smart and independent voice in a spirit of enterprise and partnership that continue to express themselves in the station today. And so, Nicole, thank you for what you brought here and also what you taught me going out. I can tell you, Nicole and I are very different people. If you meet us, you wouldn't go, oh, well, here's a person who would hand off something, an institution, to this next person. But that's, to me, what's really what I love about KALW is the diversity of people who work in this shared endeavor. So thank you, Nicole. I also want to thank Laura Flanders, who is the host of Working Assets Radio, subsequently changed his name to Your Call, who was the host of the show that I was a producer for when I first arrived at KALW. And Laura is somebody who taught me so much about radio and journalism, particularly about writing and finding a voice in your writing and how to write for someone else's voice. And I had so much fun working with Laura. It was a great learning experience for me. And speaking of fun, it was great to be able to come in every morning and hang out with Joe Burke, somebody who showed me how beautiful the little touches in radio can be and made sure that we never took ourselves too seriously, or if we did, he would let us know. So, Joe, thank you for that. Also, Alan Farley, a voice that many people knew on the station for many years, who I respected for the way that he really listened to the people who he interviewed and gave them room to express themselves. And he was so often talking to artists, talking to authors, talking to people with great talent, and he showed his respect for their talent in the way that he talked to them and gave them space. And in retrospect, I really realized that Alan also kind of embodied something that to me is one of the distinctive elements of KALW. Alan was somebody who was very interested in politics and social change and history, but he was also very engaged with the arts. And I think at KALW, that combination of, yeah, of course, we bring you news and information and ideas about what's happening in the current moment, but also context and also creativity and putting those things together and saying those make sense to have in the same station. And of course, music, right? These things that are beautiful, that make us think differently about the world, that those things belong in the same place on the same airwaves. And Alan, I don't know if he defined that because I didn't know the station before he came here, but he certainly made an imprint in that way and taught all of us a lot. There was also a pretty amazing class of people who came to the station around the same time that I did in 2001. Holly Kernan, who had the ambition to create a local newsroom at KALW for the first time in its history, and who put community voices and developing new talent at the heart of that effort. And Holly, Holly's work continues to this day. If you see KALW's newsroom, that imprint of what she started there has only grown and become greater, including the Audio Academy, which she was someone who shaped that at the beginning of it and said, you know, making a really developed training program that would bring new voices and new perspectives into our news coverage. That's something she really kickstarted, and it continues to grow and thrive. And Holly, thank you for that work. It's been a pleasure just to see, like, oh, this idea that you brought and you catalyzed what that's created. Also, Sandeep Roy, who was the host of Upfront, which was the show that Holly, when she first came to KALW, was a producer for. Just a beautiful soul, someone really fun to listen to and talk to, and someone who can take you on a journey through his writing, as he does in his dispatches from Kolkata that we play here on Wednesdays to this day, even though Sandeep is now on the other side of the world doing his thing. And finally, Roman Mars, who Nicole Sawaya had the smarts to get his letter over the transom and to say, yes, come in and let's see what you can do. And Roman, his colleague and friend, and is one of those people who seems like he can just do about everything. But one thing that I've come to respect about Roman, or to understand about him, is that, you know, he doesn't know how to do everything, but he has a passion to learn about what he doesn't know and to find out who does know it and who can help him figure out how to do it. And that the power of learning that, you know, comes across in 99% Invisible so clearly, his interest in conveying information and giving you stories that give you a different way of understanding things you thought you were familiar with. It's been an inspiration to me. I don't feel like I can keep up with that level of learning that Roman is engaged in, but it's always great to be around him, and I think we've all benefited from what he brings to the airwaves. So speaking of benefiting from the airwaves, I encourage you to give us a call here. This is a special manager's report. I'm Matt Martin, station manager here at KALW for a few more days. Next Tuesday, we're going to have a new leader at the station, Tina Pamatuan, who is going to be coming to us from New York City, where she has been the head of the audio program in the School of Journalism at the City University of New York. She started that program about 12 years ago and has decided it's time for a new phase for her, as it's time for a new phase for me. And I'm very excited to see where she's going to take the station. And I invite you to call up. Tina's listening now, and I will certainly want to hear from you about KALW, what you value about the station, where you think we need to go next, what we can do better. The number to call is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. And as I say, you can also email me, matt@kalw.org. In this hour, I'd love to hear from you, your reflections on the station as we go through this transition in leadership. And also, I say, what you see for the future. This is, to me, a station with so much potential. And you know, as I've been talking to people here at the station about the transition and about what's to come, I'm excited by seeing the people here who are going to pick this up and move it forward, and I hope that you will be here along that effort as well. I see phone calls coming in, so I look forward to going to those calls in just a moment. I do want to acknowledge a couple of people who really have been my closest partners in this work the last couple of years. People whose commitment to KALW and to community-based public media, I have to say, in a lot of ways surpasses what I feel my own commitment to it is. First, Annette Bistrup, who is our development director, who's just someone who's so in touch with what makes this station distinctive and important and the sense of service to the community and collaboration with the community. So I can't thank Annette enough for the amount of energy and thought she puts into the work, and to this incredible team of staff and volunteers that she has grown around her, which has made our membership department and our fundraising efforts grow really incredibly over the last few years, and she does it on a shoestring. So I do want to acknowledge what Annette has done. Also, Ben Trefney, our news director, who took over when Holly Kernan left the station. And anyone who knows Ben knows that he's just this incredibly welcoming and energetic presence who just brings people in and then encourages them to grow as who they are. And for the kind of newsroom we have, which is community-based, which is about many voices coming forward and doing the work, and many of them volunteers, many of them young people and trainees, that kind of attitude is so important. And at the same time, Ben is very serious about the journalism and the quality of what is put on the air on Cross Currents and the other programs that come out of our news department. And so, Ben, thank you for that commitment. And I know many people in the audience thank you as well. So let's go to our first caller who's calling to the manager report to the listener. Thank you so much for calling. Why don't you let us know your name and where you're calling from?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Reed, R-E-I-D, hey. And I live in San Francisco. I just wanted to Well, you know, you named a lot of people, who I never hear, but I'm sure worked very hard. But one person who I do hear a lot of is David LaTulippe.
Yep.
You know, whether early in the morning or late at night, he seems to spend an awful lot of time at your station. And today I was reminded of that when on his program he mentioned that he had had to leave a performance of Tristan and Isolde after the first act in order to get back to work. At any rate, what I want to say is I hope, as someone who himself has worked for nonprofits, I know some people in nonprofits work very, very hard. And I'm sure, I suspect that David is one of them. And just as you need a vacation, I hope things are copacetic with most of your employees, and they're not overworked now and will not be in the future. So that's why I'm calling, and thank you for, you know, all the work that you people do at KLAW, because it has certainly made my life better, especially over the last few years when I've been more or less bedridden with a bad back. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Reed, for the call. I cannot guarantee you that people at KLW don't work too much. There's a lot of people who put an incredible amount of time and effort, David LaTulippe being just one of them, hosting Open Air, being someone you'll hear both in the evening and and also sometimes early in the morning, working all over the place. And yeah, being out, you know, on Open Air, he's really about bringing forward the performing arts of the Bay Area. So he needs to go out there and be watching and be listening and be meeting the people who are creating around the Bay Area. So definitely David has played a great role in maintaining the station's connections with the creative community, as well as being a presence on the air. So I appreciate you recognizing that. And if you are someone who, like, oh, hey, here's someone you'd like to join in recognizing who you know on the air at KALW or behind the scenes, I welcome your calls at 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or you can send an email to matt@kalw.org. matt@kalw.org. Got an email here from Tim Isom, who says, thank you for your service. Thank you so much, Tim. He said, I hope there's some Bali-level peace and nature in your immediate future, maybe even a news break. Tim, I'm not absolutely certain what that is, but somebody who I talked to around the office will let me know what the Bali level piece is. And he says, really appreciate KALW and your time at the helm. The station has expanded the programming and commitment to local and intelligent shows. Your Call, Harry, Philosophy Talk, Tangents, Minds Over Matter are all must-listen radio in our house. Maybe skip the East Coast call-in since we can't. And he's referring to 1A with Joshua Johnson. Thank you so much, Tim, for your message. I really appreciate it. We also heard on our Facebook page from Bill Rogers, who had some kind words, so I want to acknowledge. He says, Matt, you have kept the public in public radio. I became a supporter of KALW after discovering your manager's report. I was flabbergasted on the discovery of your willingness to listen to your audience. It's been a privilege to put my money where your mouth has been. I hope to be able to continue to enjoy your career in media. Bill, thank you so much for that. And I will say, Nicole Sawaya was the person who brought, you know, who began the manager's report here, and who said it's important that if we're going to be a community serving station, that we come on the air, open the lines, and be in dialogue. And so, to me, that just seemed like a no-brainer. And it's not always easy. There's moments when I go, oh, I don't know if I want to do a manager's report, but I always see the value of it and appreciate what I learned from hearing from listeners. Got an email here from Art, who says, just starting to listen to your final manager's report. I respect what you've done at KALW to make it a community in and of itself, and as such, making me feel at home in that community as a volunteer on the phones and in the Cross Currents newsroom. I am such a fan of so many KALW programs. I cannot list all of them, but I'm a huge fan of the folk music block, all of the music shows, and the news shows. Thank you so much for bringing them to us as listeners to enjoy and enhance our lives. I love your voice, your presence, and your spirit, and will miss it. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Let's go to our next call at 415-841-4134. Hi, welcome to the Manager's Report. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, am I on there now?
Yes, indeed.
Hi, Matt. My name is Josh. I'm calling from Oakland, and just wanted to wish you well. I've worked in and around public radio for years. Here in town, I've worked for NPR and DC, and I got to say, out of all the stations I've ever listened to or worked at, this is by far my favorite. And I've lived in the Bay Area for a little over 10 years now, and I've only known the station with you as the manager, but I just hope KQED or KALW continues to cultivate local talent. I mean, some of the shows like that you have that started there, such as Snap Judgment or 99% Invisible, those are shows that have tremendous national presence now and are things that even like a huge station like KQED doesn't hold a candle to. So I just commend you on everything you've done there. I wish you well in everything you do, and I really hope that the new manager that comes on really continues what you've cultivated so successfully there. So thank you for everything you've done.
Thanks for the kind words, Josh. We've been, you know, we're in a place where there is so much talent and so many. I mean, there's a lot of great ideas to develop and put on the radio. In many ways, I feel like we've just barely started to do that. But, you know, it's been a privilege to be like, oh, yeah, I remember when Glenn Washington was in KALW taping his first pilots after he won the Public Radio Talent Quest. That's just an amazing thing to be at the beginning of. Or Radio Ambulante, you know, Martina Castro and Daniel Alarcón, when they came to me with the idea of Radio Ambulante, you know, really bringing the kind of narrative journalism that was being done on This American Life and putting it, you know, to tell stories about Latin America and the Spanish-speaking Western Hemisphere. It's like, oh, how amazing to have people bring an idea like that to you and then to simply be able to provide some microphones and some studios and to let these talented people do their work. So it's, you know, it's just a great honor. This is a great place to do this work, and I really think that if KALW maintains that sense of opportunity in this community, great things that, as you say, are going to have a lot of impact beyond where people here can hear KALW is going to continue. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the manager's report. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Talking to you. Welcome.
This is Pete from San Francisco, and I'm calling from my car, but I want to reiterate what I'm already hearing. You guys are clearly a talent and a content incubator. You know, that's a term obviously pretty dominant here in the Silicon Valley tech world, but I would think that our investment community and everyone with a lot of money are wondering what's going to happen next would be listening to this station carefully and understanding what kind of talent and ideas are coming up here. So kudos to you. It's really an amazing program and an amazing system you guys have going.
Thank you so much for the call. I really, really appreciate it. And I invite you to call if you have questions or comments. And I appreciate the kind words, and I certainly welcome them. But also if people have ideas about, oh, hey, here's the next opportunity that KALW should be taking as we have a new leader coming on board. And as we're thinking about the future, what you want to hear on the station, the opportunities you think we could have for partnerships. The number to call is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. I do want to acknowledge some people who have been very special to me. As people know, I came to the station as a producer on Your Call. And the entire time that I've been here, I, both as a producer and later as an executive producer, have been participating in Your Call's editorial meetings and really been close to the program. And I do want to just take a moment to say thank you to Rose Aguilar, who is a great colleague and a committed journalist and someone that has just reminded me of what it means to really keep the human impact of these new the issues, the news that we talk about, really thinking about its impact on human beings and what it means in those terms and not having it be abstract. And so, Rose, I thank you for that. I've learned so much being your colleague, and of course, had fun. It's great to work together with you. And Malihe Razazan, who her work as senior producer for Your Call has paralleled Rose's as host. And she is someone who's challenged me, who makes me laugh, and who has made me think about the issues that we talk about in a very broad perspective. And I you know, I treasure that. And also have treasured getting to work with some great producers who I've had the privilege to mentor. Allie Budner, who's now working at Colorado Public Radio. Laura Flynn, who is working at The Intercept on some of their podcasts. And now Laura Wenis, who's new working on the program this year and who has really been for me one of the bright spots of my last few months at KALW, to get to work with her and see her develop. That is the really fabulous thing, is seeing new talents come in and apply themselves to this work every day, which can be a grind. And so I want to give my congratulations and thanks to the Your Call team for keeping it fresh and keeping it immediate and reminding people why these conversations are important. And I invite you to join me here on the Manager's Report. I'm Matt Martin. In my final days as manager of KALW, after 12 years, going to be turning the reins over to Tina Pamantuan coming this next week. I will be around quite a bit during September, making sure the transition is smooth and also helping out with our September membership campaign. But right now, I invite you to give a call and participate in my final manager's report to the listener. The number to call, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. And also taking your emails at matt@kalw.org. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome. You are on the manager's report.
Hello, Matt.
Hi, how are you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm doing well, Matt. My wife and I are longtime supporters of the station, and I just want to say that your 12 years have been magnificent. You took the underdog in public radio in San Francisco, and with a little budget and sometimes a lot of resistance, turned it into, I think, one of the most creative NPR outlets and local voices in any major metropolitan area in the United States. And I think that a great way to honor you and your way of going out is, rather than waiting till September while you're hanging around to raise funds for the station, people should call in or go online today and send their donations in early. It's an incredible jewel we have here. I think it's been an uphill battle for you. The names of the people that you have spoken about that have left to go on to other places is the greatest testimony a manager can have, spreading the creative talent wings across the United States. And I just want to call you and tell you that we're deeply honored to have had you been with us for 12 years. We wish you nothing but success in your future. And, you know, as a retired private radio broadcaster who was the general manager of KJAZ for many, many years, my wife and I are just truly thrilled at the amazing, amazing job you've done with KLW, and we wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you so much. And I will say, one of the things that, I mean, and I think the manager's report is actually, it's been a good exercise, because there are just these different ways in which we need to kind of talk to the listeners. When you make change, when you create new things, you have to be able to express, why is this worth doing? Why do we want to take these risks? Why do we want to take a program that's been on the station for a long time and replace it with something you've never heard of? And so that dialogue makes us stronger. And I have to say, the support that, I mean, certainly that I have gotten as manager through a lot of different kinds of changes, and particularly for creating original programming, has been great. So sure, I'm not saying there haven't been uphill elements of the work, but in terms of the listeners getting the idea that, yes, this is a station that needs to create new things, that needs to try new things, that needs to introduce new voices and talents, that has been there from this community. And I think that is going to continue, and it really is listener support that has let us do that. So thank you for the call, but I just want to say, in those terms, I don't feel that it has been uphill. Let's go to our next caller here on the manager's report. Welcome, you're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Matt?
Yes.
Oh, I get it, why everyone pauses now. You don't know you're on? Cool. Hey, I want to thank you guys for the little things. You know, the space between programs and letting the music play rather than doing the traffic reports, and playing the lunch menu at SF, you know, Unified. These are like my highlights of my day. And just by avoiding trying to be, you know, the everything station and listening to programs like Marty Nemco and stuff, I mean, this is really the community that I like about SF. And I like that you guys are carrying that torch and sort of passing on trying to be something other than a good public radio station. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, I mean, we're fortunate here in the Bay Area to have more than one public radio station. So I think, you know, KALW has a role to play as an incubator, as a place where we can say, oh, well, why do we have to do it the same way everybody else does it? Let's try something different and see how people respond. But I'm glad that resonates with you. Let's go to our next caller here on the Manager's Report. Welcome. You are on the air. And if you could turn down your radio, I'd appreciate it. It'll make it better for everybody. Hi.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I've been a listener for 40 years, and especially I think since you took over, and there was more and more local programming. What I was just so impressed by was that the quality of it was absolutely top. It did not sound local, if you pardon the expression. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm really hoping they will continue to do. I know we're bringing lots more people in the community to participate, but I think it's really important that production values stay very high, because it's just so wonderful to listen to. That's it. And thank you for everything.
Yeah, thank you so much. No, absolutely. Right. There's no point in bringing forward new voices, bringing in community, community members and things like that, if it's not good listening. And so, I know that Tina Pamatuan believes in good radio as someone who has taught so many people how to do radio journalism at the highest level. She will want to see that continue. And that is vital. It's not for the sake of bringing new talents in. It's to have new talents, have new ideas, and have them really be excellent. And I will say Nicole Sawaya, who was my predecessor, she said that. She said, hey, let's make something new and let's make something excellent. And that's what I've tried to emulate. There's moments I don't think we've done that, but I think on the whole, that's what we aspire to. And before we go back to the calls, thanks to everybody who's calling into 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. You can also email me at matt@kalw.org. This is the Manager's Report to the listeners. Every few months here on KALW, the station manager, and that's me, comes on the air and gives you updates on what's happening at the station and invites your calls, your questions, your comments, your ideas, and also, kind of gives you perspective and response. And in this case, it's an unusual manager support because it is my final one. Next week, I will be turning over the reins to Tina Pamatuan, who is our new manager coming in, who I'm very excited about seeing what she's going to do. I will say this. I think, I know what a big job this is, and I really want to encourage listeners, volunteers, folks inside the station to recognize that Tina is taking on a big job and that she's going to take some time to get her feet under her, and that I think that as a community, we want to give her support and some time to get that orientation to figure out how she wants to take charge of the station. So it's just something that my request on going out is to recognize, oh yeah, she's stepping into an exciting situation, but also a challenging situation. As this is, it's become a much more complex and productive station. That means a lot of things to handle in that GM office. And so I really encourage folks to give her support and a little bit of time as she does this work. And I think you're going to like the spirit that she brings to it. And although she's someone who comes from outside the station, I came from inside the station. I was a producer and then became general manager. I think that she understands what makes this station special. And what has made it so productive and creative and so interesting. And so I think she's going to, of course, make change and, bring things in new directions. But I think she'll carry on some of the really positive things at the station. On this special manager support, I'm doing my best to thank a lot of the people who I have appreciated getting to be with here at the station over the years. And I'm going to forget many, many people. But I do want to thank some of the phone volunteers, people who I've gotten to know who come in and answer phones. First and foremost, Brenda Kett, who is someone who she's just a heart and soul person for this station. Every time we have a pledge drive, is in here early in the morning, making coffee, talking to people, forming community, really bringing people together. And she's one of those people who, of course, you never heard of if you're a listener. But I can tell you is one of the defining people at this station. And there are so many other folks who come in and answer phone calls. I think of Fred Lipschultz and Jack Major, Laura Burnaby, Jenny Jens, Gene Amos, Jody Ames, Bien Tan. These are just people who are just off the top of my head, I can tell you those are folks I know I will see in the phone room. And I know I will just, Ian Hardcastle, Patrick Wheeler. I'm just people who, when it comes time for us to do our pledge drives, are here and giving of themselves for this station, and also just being part of the flavor of the station. So I want to thank them and thank all the other people who I, as soon as I see them in September, I'll say, oh, why did I not thank that person on the air? But I just want you to know you have been part of the fabric of the station, and I thank you so much for what you've brought to it. Also want to thank some people who are volunteers in our front office, Marty Rausch, great person who comes in and gives her time, Franz Lotko, and so many other folks who have come in and given time. And right now I'm having a, I think it's called a senior moment, where I can't remember someone who I'm going to have to come back to thank, and who have been so great. I do want to thank Tony Lazica and Tom Mason and Nathan Brennan. These are people without whom our thank you gifts would never get sent out. And in the case of all of these people have been coming here for as long as I've worked here at the station, quietly, or in Tom's case, not always so quietly, giving their support and being here and making what we do possible. And so I want to acknowledge them for what they have done and what they have given. Also, Judy Auna, someone who has been in our front room and just awesome. So wonderful, the support that we've been given. 415-841-4134 if you want to join us. I also want to thank a special group of listeners who have given me advice and been sounding boards and more over the past 5 years or so. Linda Clever, Eliza Hirsch, Teresa Moore, and Vincent Robinson. You all know how important you have been to me and some of my senior colleagues at the station, so I want to thank you. Also want to thank Bill Helgeson, our operations director at the station, someone who's both someone who's kind of the institutional memory of the station at this point, but also someone who over the years has taken on all kinds of work at this station that needed to be done, that is not always glamorous work, and that sometimes involves listening to the station at all hours, dealing with financial stuff that nobody wants to deal with. And let me tell you, Bill, I appreciate that, the work and the time you've put in. Also, Phil Hartman, our chief engineer, who's someone who works nights and weekends for us. And also, while he's at his day job, takes calls from our producers on the air who are like, oh, we're having a broadcast emergency, help us out, Phil. And Phil is just a great heart and always there to answer those questions, and has given so much to KALW because he just sees the station's spirit and wants to be part of it. So thank you, Phil, for that. And also for bringing Shingo Kamada, an incredible engineer who's been working on a volunteer basis for the station the last couple of years. And someone who's just like, yeah, this is a world-class engineer who's giving his time for KALW. So thank you so much for that. I want to also thank Holly, who writes in and says, wishing you well. Great job. Wonderful community radio. The manager's report is something very special, as well as the San Francisco Unified School meetings. It was special on Tuesday night to hear the preliminary discussion of changing the name of the school in Chinatown to Mayor Lee's and his wife's name. Thank you for all you've done. Holly, thank you so much for getting in touch and for your support. Also got an email from Kate in Denver, who says, although I live in Denver now, I still listen to KALW every day. Thank you for the great programming introduced during your tenure, including the innovative pledge drives. Best wishes on your next venture. Thank you so much, Kate. And of course, the innovation, primary innovation in our pledge drives is minimizing the amount of time that we ask for your support. And also, to me, the most important thing that we do in pledge drives is to talk about the value of your support, what you make possible, and to always stay positive, because this is a great thing to be part of. And, I'm feeling that gratitude right now, but there's something about when we do a membership drive and you hear from people saying, here's what the station means in my life, and recognizing that they're part of making it. That's what inspires and makes me happy. Let's go to our next caller. And I apologize. You're on the air right now. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Go ahead. Are you with us? Why don't we go to our next caller, Joanne? Thank you so much. Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to the manager's report.
Yes, this is Peter in Oakland.
Hi, Peter.
Am I on?
You're on.
Oh, great. You stole my thunder there. I was just going to mention KLW is the only public radio station that I've ever heard that manages to do their pledge drives without taking large swaths of the programming out. Everyone else has got a beat you over the head with their swag that they're offering and talk to you 20 minutes into the programming, and whoever came up with the idea of the quiet drive, the natural using the natural breaks in the programming and nothing else, that person deserves a special star by his name.
Well, I can tell you kind of the genesis of that was, thank you so much for the call, I appreciate it, was in 2011 when the station actually was having hit a bit of a, basically a financial rough spot. We had kind of drawn down our reserves and had to have, I said, don't call it an emergency drive, we'll call it a replenish drive. So we went on the air and because we had no time to prepare, we said, well, let's just have 60-second breaks, just as we would during our normal programming, to ask for support. And we got to our drive, we got to our goal before the deadline for that kind of mini drive to replenish the station's financial reserve. And what I heard from many listeners was, I mean, it was kind of a matter of necessity. We didn't have time to kind of set up the phone room, do all the stuff that we normally do. So we said, okay, we're just going to keep it very simple and say, here's the situation. We invite you to give your support. And people came through in such a big way and said, hey, do you really need to do these long breaks? Could you do short breaks and make that your regular practice? And so the May drive following that, we did that. And so it really, again, listening to the listeners, I think, makes for a better station. Obviously, you can't listen to every listener all the time. It's impossible to make that work, but I think that feedback loop has been so productive for the station. So that's where it came from, and I agree it's been a real improvement. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome, you are on the manager's report. Good to have you with us.
Matt, this is Fiatta Fisher calling. I've known you since you were a little boy, and I don't know if a lot of people know this out there, but You know, your dream when you were young to be on the radio, to now be able to hear you on the radio on such a wonderful station like KALW, it has just made me so, so very proud. From those tapes when you were young that you would make, acting like you were on the radio, I just knew that you were going to make it big in radio one day. And for somebody to have been able to do that in their life, to take their dreams when they were young and chase them and make it real, it just made me so proud. I just wanted to call you up and say how proud we are of you.
Miss Fisher, thank you so much for calling.
Hi!
Miss Fisher, she was my babysitter as a kid, and thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that call. I want to invite folks to call in. We've got a few minutes left. I do actually want to read a critical email that came in to me from a listener, Mark, who's been in touch with me many times over the years. And he says, perhaps in your final report, you will show some backbone and read this email to the audience. I hope the new general manager takes an approach demonstrating journalistic integrity. Numerous times I have pointed out to you that Dory Stein's Gaza Corner segment of his Tangents program has numerous inaccuracies and omissions, and I've requested that another view be allowed to be presented besides his rabid antipathy to Israel. I've pointed out that Stein is a disc jockey, not a journalist, and wondered why his views are allowed to go unchallenged on an NPR station. You have ignored this most of the time, promised to look into it, followed by ducking the issue over 4 years. This is what one would expect from Fox News or even KPFA's slanted left journalism. It isn't what I want in my NPR station, and I'm betting most in the Bay Area also want accuracy and honesty in presentation of issues. You may be a good reporter. You were not a good manager. Farewell. Mark has called the manager's report before and has been in touch with me with this criticism for, as he says, a number of years. And I will say, really making clear editorial policies that go across the station has not been something I accomplished in my time here. And although I disagree with him about his I disagree with him about a number of things, specifically about Gaza Corner. I do understand the need for editorial policies that have not been in place here, and that's going to be something that I am leaving for Tina for our next general manager. So I will acknowledge that. I will also say that as a producer, as someone who's worked in public affairs radio, anything having to do with Israel and Palestine is incredibly challenging. There's pretty much no way to get those things right in a way that's not going to have someone upset. And I think that when I compare the reporting and information put forward on this station about those issues across the programming, I actually think there's a lot of diversity and room for people to draw their own conclusions about that, and that that you know most stations basically avoid the issue because it's too difficult. So I acknowledge the criticism, Mark, but I also stand by some of what is by a lot of what has been on our air in the time that I've been here. So I'm taking your calls here on the Manager's Report. The number to call is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. I want to also acknowledge a few projects around the station that have really excited me in this past year or so at the station, that if I was, you know, I'm someone thinking about what is KALW doing going forward. One of them I would point to is the growth of our project Sights and Sounds of East Oakland, which is a combination of a community reporting project where we've worked with community journalists and also soliciting questions and ideas from people in the community about what they want to see covered. It's just been very exciting to see the work that's come out from that. And so it's a combination of a reporting project and also a series of live events where there's been a presentation of reporting along with music and art and poetry. And I really want to credit the team that has worked on this, Jen Cheehan, Ryan Austin, Janae Darden, the work that they have done and how exciting it has been and heartening to me, and the way to see kind of the spirit of the station taken into a community that has been underserved by the media in many ways, including by KALW, and to see what's being catalyzed there and to see people show up at those events and engage with the journalism as well as with the arts and music. So I want to thank Jen and Ryan and Janae for the work that they have done on that, as well as our partners at Oakland Voices and East Oakland Building Healthy Communities and the East Oakland Youth Development Center for the work around that. I also want to talk about a little bit about our prison reporting and training work. Folks have been listening to San Quentin Radio for years on KALW, a reporting project where prisoners inside San Quentin, we help train them in audio journalism, and then they're able to tell the stories of people on the inside and of their connections to people on the outside of the prison. A really exciting project that's been award-winning, also spun off a great podcast called Ear Hustle that you may have listened to. And in this past year, we've been able to extend that work to Solano State Prison, and which is, it's just great to take that to a new community of prisoners. And the nature of the state prisons is the communities at those prisons are different. San Quentin is a place that has a lot of older inmates that have been there for a long time. Solano's a different population. So I'm really looking forward to those stories starting to come forward. There's a new project called Uncuffed that's based at Solano. And I want to thank folks like Eli Wertschafter, Nina Gensler-Debs, Andrew Stelzer, who have been working with the prisoners, doing trainings, developing them, and bringing their stories forward. Also want to point to the work that Judy Silber is doing on her reporting project, The Spiritual Edge, where people have been hearing some of this reporting. It's about innovation and change in religion in the United States. She's right now working on a three different podcast series that will be coming out over the next 2 years. One of them about the Winnemem-Wintu tribe in Northern California and its relation with the land and with salmon and kind of the connection with their spirituality and their connection with the land. Really fascinating. Another one about people who are converts to Islam in the United States. And finally, one about psychosis and the medical-spiritual split. So really very, very different takes on spirituality and its meaning now. And I just want to commend Judy for this really inventive work. And I'm going to be very excited as a listener to see and listen to that work. I also want to thank some people who've just been awesome supporters of the station. Philip and Martha Sessoms, who are with the Association for Continuing Education, who are our partners in our Audio Academy. And Philip and Martha, through ACE, have provided funding for that program, which of course has been critical, but have also been real partners in that work and helping us develop it, in asking questions about it, in really listening to and supporting the work that comes out of the Audio Academy and the people who are trained there. So I want to thank Philip and Martha. I also want to thank Gentle Blythe, who has been the liaison between KALW and the school district, which is our licensee, over the past 10 years, or a little more than 10 years. So she came on board very soon after I became manager at KALW. And Janel, you know what a sounding board and what a resource that you have been for me personally. But it's also just been so important for us as part of this larger entity of the school district, but working independently in many ways, to have you as that interface. And there are many other people in the school district that I could thank as well, but I do I want to single Janel out for her thanks, to thank her. I also want to thank Joanne Marr, who is at the controls right now, who you know what I say about Joanne that people may not always know? She is a lot of fun. I have lots of laughs with Joanne Marr, and that has been one of the nicest parts of working at KALW over these years. So I want to thank her for being a good comrade and a good colleague and sharing laughs with me. We have just a couple of minutes left. I'm going to try to take a couple of last callers before we end the program. I want to thank everyone who has emailed. I obviously can't get back to everyone or get everyone on the air, but I do thank you for getting in touch. Let's go to our next caller right now. Welcome to the program. Good to have you on. You're on the air. Yeah, it's you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'll just join the chorus of everybody thanking you for your wonderful work. I might have missed at the top of the hour if you told us what your plans are going to be. And then just in response to one of the email you read, I wanted to say I appreciate Gaza Corner, and I appreciate that station management has not, succumbed to those kind of pressures to censor information from Israel and Palestine. So kudos to you, and I hope the station keeps that up. There's a lot of, that's one of the things that's so wonderful about KLW, that it does provide alternative information. And then one other thing, kudos to Jen Chen for giving love to local artists.
Oh, yes. Very needed. So Sights and Sounds has been a great addition to the program. I thank you so much for your support. And yes, I did address my plans, which are fundamentally to focus on helping with the transition and the pledge drive in September. And then I'm going to take a little time to step back and think about what I want to do next. I don't have something I'm going to directly. Joanne, do we have time for one more call? All right, let's go to the callers one more time. 415. I'm not going to give the number. I'm going to talk to you. Hi, welcome to the program. You'll be our last caller if you could be brief.
Oh, great. I'm glad I snuck on. I'm Matt. This is Dan Center calling from Oakland.
Oh, hey,
Dan. I just wanted to say thanks so much for all you've done for the station. And, as a listener, as someone who's so interested in the content and a volunteer, you really just have a special way of making all of us feel heard and included. And though I don't know for sure, I imagine the staff feels the same way. And we're really going to miss you. So thank you so much, and good luck to whatever comes next.
Dan, I truly appreciate the call, and I thank everybody who's given their support. I've gotten some just lovely emails today from people who I never heard from before, as well as people I've known for a long time. So I truly appreciate everyone who's gotten in touch tonight. I thank Joanne Marr, who's been at the controls, taking the calls. I thank you for your support of KALW, and it's a special station, and together we will keep it moving forward. Thanks.